Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 2nd, 2021. My thoughts on Twitter December 2nd, 2021. All forms of crises, from the pandemic to industrial trade, are intended to show us the necessity to reduce the activities of the whole of humanity down to the rational. No more and no less in everything. Otherwise we will enter a period of reducing our irrational activities by means of wars. From Twitter, December 2nd, 2021. Fashion goes out of style. Comment: a new trend in fashion is clothes that don't exist. Digital fashion stores are now taking over the market. Digital outfits are simply superimposed on clients' photos or videos on Instagram, social networks, and wherever you want. Of course, the lockdown, this virus, became an accelerator for this development. People were sitting at home and there was nowhere to go, there was nowhere to put on a dress or costumes. And now such virtual clothing stores have appeared. Manufacturers say the traditional fashion industry pollutes the planet. But we do not. A lot of women buy clothes, put them on for one evening, and then throw them away. Now you take these clothes, what do we want? Pajamas at home and tons of virtual clothes. You sit in front of the camera and you have a beautiful dress, you have wonderful outfits and so on. It seems to me that this is a trend that will win its place. My response: I am in favor, of course. If I communicate over the internet and can look the way I want on the screen of my choice, then that's fine. In general, you need comfortable pajamas with large pockets, soft, in which you can lie and sit, and whatever you want to do. Question: what should be the starting point when you say the word fashion? Answer: just convenience. Once good clothes used to open all doors, it all spoke of taste. Today taste is left to the mercy of businessmen, it all depends on money. Fashion is a concept that I think is going out of style. Comment: I used to wear clothes in order to be seen and appreciated. My response: yes. One conveyed a lot with this, the language of clothing. And today this is not the case. It is no longer there and will not exist at all. What's the point if everyone can do whatever they want? And even more so in digital form. If we communicate, and we will definitely communicate in this form, then why do we need to run somewhere, or walk? You press the button, what clothes do you choose, and it gets put on you. Question: and you can sit in your pajamas, you put on a suit, and you look like an English lord, as it should be. Is this good? Answer: I think yes. Question: and what do they look at now when they communicate with a person? Do the clothes no longer make a man? Answer: of course not. Who doesn't have these trousers, jackets, shirts, socks, and ties? I believe that all this should not be present at all. I am sitting in front of you in such attire and my hair is not mine. All this can be changed on the spot. Question: what will I look at when looking at a person? Answer: you will look at what he has inside. You will hear, you will perceive it. Question: and I should not pay attention to what he is wearing, whether it's Wrangler, Levi's or something so cool from the well-known firms? Answer: of course not. Who is paying attention to this already? Question: that is, will I be able to quietly see in a person his internality, his heart, his warmth? Is this what I will be looking for all the time? Answer: I hope so. Question: they will finally lead us to this, what alone will I be looking for? Answer: I think so. But something from the outside will remain. I remember my daughter. I was on a trip and she called and told me about some problem she had and even cried into the phone. This was when she was still a young girl. And I was at the airport at that time. So I went to a serious bag shop there, called her from this store and asked, what do you want? What gift? There are such and such handbags. She of course lit up, she was still a girl. Where she would go with this bag, I had no idea. And I photographed this handbag and sent it to her. She said, yes, yes. This is exactly what I want. The whole mood, everything changed. I bought it and brought it to her. Question: in order to correct the mood of another, is this necessary? Answer: this is necessary. For women, such things are part of their life. Comment: but still, one way or another we will come to internal communication. My response: yes. I look at today's youth, how they walk in these rags, they do not look at glitter at all. They have their own language, their own expressions. They communicate in a different way. They look at each other in a different way. Question: do you think they will not have such a strong external part? Will they get something internally? Answer: yes, because once it was status, it was the language of the person, but today it no longer means anything. We will come to a very comfortable look in everything that surrounds us, from apartments, to cars, to clothes, and everything else. Because it's convenient. And we will respect this in a person, and practically we will look at it. A person should not bribe us with his outward manifestations. Whoever has a deeper pocket is better. This is generally unacceptable. It will go away quickly in men, and more slowly in women. But it will happen all the same. And apartments will be practical, not 200 to 300 square meters, and on the other hand not 40 square meters either. In general we will come to this internally. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 7, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is fate? Fate is what we go through in our feelings, our lives and our conditions. It is an outcome of nature's influence on us, and our interaction with nature. We have the ability to learn what our fate is and also manage our fate if we apply a certain amount and quality of effort in doing so. In other words, we can both reach a clear understanding of our fate and also take control over it if we wish. In order to understand our fate and control it, we need to discover our operating program. By doing so, we gain a clear comprehension of the process we are in and how it urges us, from one generation to the next, to reach a final destination. This process began with the beginning of creation, before the emergence of our universe, and gradually develops to a state where it will transition into another form completely to the form it is now in. While we exist in our current reality, called this world in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have the ability to change and influence our fate. Through the study of Kabbalah, we can attract the forces that let us influence our fate at every moment, and by doing so, change the nature of the myriad states that we undergo. For instance, if a child's parents sent the child to first grade at school, then that child has no choice but to undergo several years of schooling before graduating. The question is whether the child will enjoy these years learning and achieving, or feel them as a burden, getting punished. Based on New Life with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi on December 21, 2014 and Spiritual States with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on October 26, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Can we skip over this or not? Comment: today's world seems hostile and unpredictable to people. Scientists believe that as a result of this, people have shifted toward black and white solutions, without halftones, what is moral and what is not, whether there is a God, whether the death penalty is necessary. The answers become unambiguous. Researchers say that we are on the verge of serious hardships and will need wisdom, and people needing to negotiate with each other, and not shooting from the hip. We have to learn to live by the rules of living together, yet we are less and less able to live like this. My response: this is true. Question: what will happen to us? Answer: there are sharp dramatic methods of influencing humanity. Probably, there is no getting away from them. Question: do you think they will be applied? Answer: yes. Balhar Sulam, who is a famous Kabbalist, also writes that a third and even a fourth nuclear world war are quite possible. Question: is this in order to bring a person to some wisdom and gentleness? Answer: we do not understand otherwise. Only disaster, only blows, can change us, if we do not listen to what Kabbalah calls for. Question: what does nature want to make of a person? Answer: nature pushes us to recognize the evil of our nature in order for us to begin changing it. Comment: you will never get tired of talking about this. My response: this is a law of nature. How can I get tired? It will not change. It will only manifest itself more and more before us. Question: am I obliged to feel on my flesh, on myself, that there is evil in me? Is it not possible to skip over this? Answer: no, it is impossible to skip over this. Nature will be combing us, with a rake on our flesh, cutting like a knife. There will be nothing we can do about it. To agree immediately, as if we are ready to sit up and wag our tails, will not help us, either. It is because here we will have to recognize the full depth of our terrible and selfish nature, agree, understand, and even voluntarily want, without the influence of nature, to change ourselves. That is, there must be a change. Although it will occur under the influence of external suffering, we still must realize this internally in our mind, in our inner qualities. We must ask nature to change us. Question: can we still avoid this? You started very harshly, a person must go through this. Answer: the more I get to know people, the more I love animals. Question: do you see that a person is so stiff-necked? Answer: the worst of all. He himself will not go and will not be able to do that. The only question is why nature drives us into such a trap. After all, it is relatively easy to recognize the inferiority of our nature and to draw conclusions from this. Almost everyone will agree with this, from terrible monsters, murderers, and so on, to normal people. Everyone will agree that our nature is cruel, that we cannot get along with each other in any way. What can we do? Let's be good. No, we cannot. To do this, we need a systematic Kabbalistic education that will explain to us how to attract the good forces of nature upon us. These good forces will gradually, slowly change us over the years. We definitely cannot do it ourselves. Nature can, but it depends on how much we can attract it upon ourselves and beg it to change us. A happy ending exists, but we cannot jump into it. Then what can we do? We can look soberly at what is happening and try to add superhuman awareness to human awareness with small inclusions, small injections. There is nothing else. It will grow. However, it still requires a lot of time and a lot of effort. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 21, 2021. Driven by nature. Question: in the article The Freedom, Balhar Sulam writes that the law of development pushing us toward its goal makes us captives because a person is always drawn to pleasure and flees from suffering. Is there any freedom within this? Answer: no. And what kind of freedom can there be if I am just a desire to receive pleasure? There are always a certain number of options for pleasure and suffering in front of me, and I, according to my understanding and mood, choose for myself seemingly the best option. In this state, I am like an animal that simply chooses to escape from bad to good whenever possible and as soon as possible. Question: Balhar Sulam and you too often use the term animal in relation to a person. Why? It sounds harsh. Answer: this does not mean that we reduce man to the level of an animal. The point is that our nature controls us, absolutely rigidly, specifically, according to a certain formula, and thus makes us choose at every moment the state that seems the best for us. The only problem is that both animals and we choose these states according to our understanding of what is revealed to us. A person, seeing a certain number of possibilities in front of him, chooses the best, partly instinctively, partly reasonably, by calculating his options. The animal does the same. However, it makes fewer mistakes because it has more developed instincts, which are in a smaller set of variations and possibilities. But, in principle, it is the same program. And there is nothing a person can do here. Therefore, if we just live our life in the usual way, then we are led by nature, and we have no free will at all. How then can you define what freedom is? Freedom from what? I have no freedom from my desire to receive pleasure. The only thing is that I can choose a certain kind of pleasure for myself. In this case, I substitute one for the other. For example, I can enroll in a weight loss group. They will brainwash me there, and I will behave differently. I will choose other forms of pleasure instead of eating sweets. Or, I might prefer to do art, science, etc. Thus, I can fall under the influence of certain external factors, and they will give me a different scale of values. That is, I can say that now I choose a certain activity, it becomes important and for me, now I derive pleasure from it. But still, someone pushed me to it. In any case, I am within the same nature that consists only of pleasure and suffering. From CabTV's close-up. Island of Fire. The correct education will change the world. Question: what does practicing Kabbalah give a person? Answer: a person falls under the influence of completely different, higher forces. By practicing Kabbalah, we attract upon ourselves what is called the surrounding light, a certain force that begins to shape us. It makes a man out of a man, and woman out of a woman, but gradually, because this is a lengthy process. We live in a transitional period now. For the first time we are trying to put the Kabbalistic methodology into practice. I hope that already in this generation we will be able to make such an ascent to the next degree where men and women will attain nature and be in harmony, men with the male part of nature and women with the female part of nature. Then they will be able to give their children, the next generation, the correct upbringing based on their corrected nature. We need to educate people. Now they receive education, but not upbringing. We do not educate a person, we do not give him any concepts about proper social, family, or personal life. I often give the example of how as students we went to the maternity ward for the first time and saw childbirth. I was 17 and a half years old at the time. I was shocked. My attitude toward women changed. Forever. After that, us boys started relating differently to everything. We need to make upbringing right for both men and women. It will change the world. From CabTV's close-up. Man, raising desires to the Creator. Question: what is man? Answer: from the point of view of Kabbalah, man is raising the desires of a person to the Creator and a request to correct them. However, according to the description in the Torah, it seems to be the answer of the Creator from above to people. Basically, it is the same thing. When a person raises his desires to the Creator, then in fact this is the Creator sending him such help. It turns out that a person's food, man, manna, the quality of bina, as it were, comes from the Creator. Although everyone is filled with the same man, everyone has their own sensation. When the people enter the land of Israel, man, manna, stops falling because they no longer need it. They have received the land, now they must properly cultivate and use it, that is, correctly combine Malkut and Bina. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 27, 2021.